It's the second time that the state's Department of Environmental Conservation chose a holiday to introduce rules that will affect most New Yorkers. The draft regulations for carrying out the plastic bag ban were released on Thanksgiving Eve. The plastic manufacturing industry, which is against the ban, says the agency has not done enough to promote the transition. Matt Seaholm with the American Recyclable Bag Alliance, which is part of the plastics industry, predicts a rocky transition.
They're going to have a mess on their hands when this really goes into effect. There's no doubt there hasn't been a sufficient amount of education. There aren't sufficient numbers of bags. It's going to be an increase in cost and also an inconvenience for shoppers. At the end of the day, I don't think this is a finalized product. And when we get into March and we see the mess, I think there's going to be some cleanup on aisle three.
Larger chain grocery stores are aware of the change. Many have done their own promotions with signs informing customers and offering discount prices on reusable bags. But Seaholm says smaller stores don't have the resources to do that. Paper bags are still permissible under the new law, but Seaholm predicts there'll be a shortage of paper bags as production of the bags has fallen off in recent years. And he says the coronavirus may lead to a shortage of reusable bags. He cites an industry-sponsored study that finds virus-related quarantines could lead to supply chain disruptions.
100% of those typical reusable bags are made overseas, predominantly China and Vietnam.
Supporters of the ban say the plastic industry's warnings are overblown. But Liz Moran with the New York Public Interest Research Group agrees that the state's environmental agency has not done enough to publicize the new law.
It's no secret that a lot more needs to be done.
Moran says she's concerned that the environmental agency may have inadvertently created a loophole for thicker types of single-use plastic bags to be sold. The DEC regulations say bags that are thinner than 10 mils are not allowed. A mil is 1/1000th of an inch. Judith Enck, the founder of Beyond Plastics at Bennington College and a former Environmental Protection Agency administrator, says she worries that plastic manufacturers could seize the opportunity to make and sell a new kind of bag. She says that would defeat the whole purpose of the law.
That's what we heard about iPhones not so long ago. iPhones were expensive and they were not that common. And now our hands are permanently attached to iPhones.
Seaholm with the plastics industry calls the 10 mils rule a distraction, and he says a bag that thick would be too expensive to make and sell. Sean Mahar, a spokesman for the DEC, says they use the 10 mils measurement because it is an industry standard. It's used to define the cutoff point between a single-use plastic bag and the thicker kind of plastic used for things like building construction.
Anything below 10 mils is what is considered film plastic and will not be allowed under this legislation and this regulation.
Mahar says he has not seen any evidence of a shortage of paper bags or reusable bags, and he says the agency is stepping up efforts to get the word out through ads that have begun running on TV stations and underwriting on public radio.
We've got a big social media presence that's going on. We have many videos that are online. There are a lot of tips that are on our website with frequently asked questions that people have where they can go and get information.
The environmental agency is giving stores and shoppers a grace period to adjust to the new law. They say it will be a few months before they begin enforcing the ban. After that, businesses will be subject to a fine of $250 for the first offense and $500 for every time afterward. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.